President Biden tonight outlined a plan to make all U.S. adults eligible for coronavirus vaccinations by May 1st and get the nation back to closer to normal by the 4th of July in his first primetime address to the nation.
I'm announcing that I will direct all states, tribes, and territories to make all adults, people 18 and over, eligible to be vaccinated no later than May 1. Let me say that again. All adult Americans will be eligible to get a vaccine no later than May 1. That's much earlier than expected. Let me be clear. That doesn't mean everyone's going to have that shot immediately, but it means you'll be able to get in line beginning May 1.
Biden's speech came on day number 50 of his administration and on the one-year anniversary of the World Health Organization's designating the worldwide coronavirus outbreak a pandemic. Biden pulled out a card he said he always keeps in his pocket with the number of Americans confirmed dead from COVID-19. He said the total now stands at 527,726. It was a stark contrast to President Trump's record of downplaying the virus as it grew and raged out of control under his presidency. Biden talked about the people who had died alone and about missed opportunities to celebrate birthdays, graduations, and other milestone events. He held out the possibility of families and friends gathering for 4th of July celebrations if people get vaccinated when it's their turn, continue to wear face coverings, maintain social distancing, and follow federal guidelines meant to slow the spread of the virus in the near term.
If we do all this, if we do our part, if we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends we'll be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout and a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day.
Biden has announced that he's deploying active duty troops to support vaccination efforts and will allow more people, such as medical students, veterinarians, and dentists, to deliver the vaccination shots. He's also directing more doses towards some 950 community health centers and up to 20,000 retail pharmacies to make it easier for people to get vaccinated closer to their homes. Biden tonight made repeated calls for unity in a speech that came 2 short months after a bloody insurrection at the U.S. Capitol that was aimed at preventing him from assuming office. He didn't mention Trump by name or the attack on the Capitol. He did denounce the attacks on Asian Americans, which many have blamed on former President Trump's repeated references to the coronavirus as the Asian flu or other derogatory terms.
Vicious hate crimes against Asian Americans who've been attacked, harassed, blamed, and scapegoated. At this very moment, so many of them, our fellow Americans, they're on the front lines of this pandemic trying to save lives. And still, they're forced to live in fear for their lives just walking down streets in America. It's wrong, it's un-American, and it must stop.
Earlier this week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released initial guidance for how vaccinated people can resume some normal activities. Biden held out the possibility of beginning to travel again, saying the nation would wait for CDC guidance on the issue, and he pointedly said, listen to Dr. Fauci. It was another contrast to President Trump and his supporters, who at times attacked the nation's top infectious disease specialist. Biden closed out his speech with another appeal to unity in a nation that remains badly divided.
My fervent prayer for our country is that after all we've been through, we'll come together as one people, one nation, one America. I believe we can and we will. We're seizing this moment, and history, I believe, will record. We faced and overcame one of the toughest and darkest periods in this nation's history, darkest we've ever known. I promise you, we'll come out stronger.
Earlier today at the White House, President Biden signed the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan into law.
It's clear that an overwhelming percentage of the American people, Democrats, independents, our Republican friends, have made it clear, the people out there made it clear they strongly support the American Rescue Plan. Yesterday, with the final passage of the plan in the House of Representatives, their voices were heard and reflected in everything we have in this bill. And I believe this is, and most people I think do as well, this historic legislation is about rebuilding the backbone of this country and giving people in this nation, working people, middle class folks, people who built the country, a fighting chance.